I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. One of the benefits of a book club is discovering books and writers we might never have considered. If I tried to list all the books I've read only because a fellow member recommended them, I would drown in the tsunami that followed some of these reads. The Architect's Apprentice by Elif Shafak is the latest addition to this ever-growing flood. Elif has won awards. She's a bestseller and, more importantly, the most widely read author in Turkey. She is also a champion of women's rights and freedom of expression. No small tasks in today's Turkey. Apprentice is her seventh novel, and you know what that means to my voracious collecting habits. She's been translated into more than 40 languages, and she currently divides her time between Istanbul and London. You will hear about Shafak from me again. When I first started to read this novel, my mind instantly flashed back to José Saramago's wonderful tale, The Elephant's Journey. Saramago based his novel on an historical event that occurred in the 16th century. King João III of Portugal has decided to present his cousin, Archduke Maximilian of Vienna, an elephant, Solomon, as a wedding present. The mahout Subro, who cares for the beast in a broken-down corner of the king's zoo, guides the elephant and a troop of workers and soldiers on a trek across Europe during the Reformation and amid various conflicts. Shafak's tale is of a magnificent white elephant named Chota, sent from India to Istanbul and the Sultan of the Ottoman Empire. A 12-year-old boy, Jahan, befriends Chota and becomes his mahout. His life changes when he meets the Sultan's daughter, Princess Mirama, and together they are spellbound by the elephant and each other. Jahan begins his education in the palace and comes to the notice of Mirmar Sinan, the empire's chief architect. Mirmar, an historical figure, built some of the most spectacular buildings in the empire. Jahan becomes one of Sinan's four apprentices. Even in this close group, danger lurks. The novel opens with these lines. Of all the people God created and Shaitan led astray, only a few have discovered the center of the universe, where there is no good and no evil, no past and no future, no I and no thou, no war and no reason for war, just an endless sea of calm. What they found there was so beautiful that they lost the ability to speak. The novel is a story of creativity and artistic freedom, science versus ignorance. The novel overflows with interesting characters, and not to forget the treachery, revenge, jealousy, murder, and myriad palace intrigues. When I first opened this 416-page work, I hoped I'd be able to finish it in time for our club meeting. I sat down on a Thursday afternoon and quickly read 75 pages. By Sunday afternoon, I barely had 40 left. It really and truly was that good. The Architect's Apprentice by Elif Shafak is a tale as splendid as the mosques, palaces, and other buildings Jahan and Mimar designed and built together. A must-read. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. You can read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.